Hi, everyone. In this segment, we're going to be talking about a 7-year-old girl who was kidnapped and murdered by a FedEx driver. So let's get right into the story. Authorities on Friday arrested Tana Horner, a FedEx contract driver, and said he's accused of kidnapping and killing a 7-year-old North Texas girl after making a delivery at her home. Horner, 31, is from Lake Worth area. He does not appear to have a prior criminal record in Tarrant or Wise counties. So this guy is basically delivering a package to a home. And the victim's name is Athea Strand. He went to the home to deliver a package. He saw the girl. Nobody was around. He decided to kidnap her, obviously to rape her. And because, I mean, why would a man kidnap a 7-year-old girl? It could only be a sexual crime. So that's what happened, and he murdered her, which is very, very sad. You know, 7-year-old just trying to live her life, and now she's dead. Athea, the victim, staying with her father and her stepmother. So she came home, and she got into the stepmother's little argument with her, and then she walked away. Because the stepmother assumed that she went to her room. So think about an hour later, the stepmom went to her room to have a conversation with her, and she wasn't there. So the stepmom looked everywhere and couldn't find her. She called her dad, then she called 911. And that's when the investigation started. So I was reading a lot of comments, and everybody was assuming that the stepmother did something to the girl. That's before we found out that the FedEx driver is the one who did it. So, I mean, this story of a FedEx driver, like at my home, we have UPS driver, FedEx drivers, we have food being delivered by DoorDash and all that. And, you know, we're living in a world where we're not safe. You know, you can't even trust the delivery driver to just deliver the package and leave. And this crime is what I call a crime of opportunity. This guy doesn't have a criminal record. That doesn't mean he's not a bad guy. Because whatever thoughts is going around in his head, he probably been fantasizing about doing this. And then he got the opportunity, and then he took the opportunity. It's like a woman walking in a dark alley or a place where there's not a lot of people. Let's say it's early in the morning, let's say it's 3-4 in the morning, and she's going home. Maybe it's from work, it's from party or whatever. And a man sees her by herself. And this man probably never did a crime. But he sees an opportunity to do a crime and get away with it because there's nobody around. It's called a crime of opportunity. So he's not out there looking for a victim. But because he sees an opportunity to make someone a victim, he takes it. So this guy is a terrible person. And this happened in Texas, and I hope they give him the death penalty, because thank you, Texas, for having no sympathy for murderers and criminals. States like Texas and Florida, and I think there is about, I don't know, 7 other states, you know, that have a no-nonsense policy for these type of people. And I mean, once you find someone that definitely committed a crime, like this guy, he confessed to it. So maybe he didn't do it, and there's no defense. He confessed. You confess to a crime like this, this should be just the death penalty. Stupid thing about the death penalty is that they allow them all these appeals, and it goes on for years and years. Sometimes people earn 20 years on the death row. But it's still better than life in prison. This guy is just scum. So they're saying that he's being held Friday night in the Wise County Jail on $1.5 million bond and faces charges of capital murder. That's the death penalty. And aggravated kidnapping in the death of Athea Strand. Athea's body was found Friday evening, 2 days after she was reported missing by her stepmother. So as parents, we have to be always vigilant with our kids around, because This girl was just home, a place that she should be safe. But because there are predators everywhere, no matter where you live, no matter how upscale you think your neighborhood is, there's always some sexual predator, some fool, some deviant. And in this case, this person could not have a criminal record. You could think you're living amongst good people. But especially when you have a daughter, you got to really watch them, you know, like a hawk. You really have to put things in place. I mean, I don't blame the parents, just this guy, this idiot that decided to kidnap her and kill her. I mean, who's going to think that this is going to happen right at home? So the lesson here is that as parents, we have to do more, especially when we have girls. We definitely have to know where they are 24/7. And a good thing is, and this doesn't help really, but it does help, like have cameras in your home, all around your house. And I'm in the process of doing that at my home. Just with the cameras, you should also like put a sign, like a sign that says that, you know, there are cameras around, because that could be a deterrent. Because if somebody don't see the cameras, at least they see a sign that says, hey, this house has cameras. Because I guarantee you, if this guy knew there were cameras there, which I don't think there were, but if he knew there was a sign, even if you don't have cameras, you put up a sign saying, this house is secured by whatever company that's securing it, that could be a big deterrent. No joke. Definitely. It's just like putting up a sign saying, beware the dog, but you don't have any dog. That's a big deterrent. You know, whatever it takes to stay safe. Because there are a lot of predators out there. It shouldn't be. We should be living in a safe world. But the reality is that's not how it is. A lot of bad people. Even if there's 10% of bad people in the world, that's too much. And I know there's more. There's at least, I don't know, 30, 40% people that's bad. This is a very, very sad situation here. So they said authorities said Horner has confessed to the crime. Wise County Sheriff Lane Akin would not speak on any possible motive. Yeah, the motive is just it's a sexual crime. I mean, there's nothing else. Why would someone just kidnap someone and kill them just like that? He doesn't even know the family. So Horner's social media accounts say he has been an Uber driver and is a musician, graduated out of high school. So this guy's also an Uber driver. So imagine calling an Uber and they send this guy. This guy shows up. And one thing you gotta remember that you can't look at somebody and tell they're a criminal. Obviously, some people dress a certain way and you can tell that they're bad news, right? You know, if their pants hanging all the way down and they, you know, they look a certain way, they're wearing certain bandanas, they have certain tattoos, you'd be like, okay, this person more than likely is a bad person. But most people don't look like that. Most people look just like anyone. They look like the guy next door, the homely person, the quarterback in school. And they, you can't tell someone is bad by looking at them. So that means you have to be on guard all the time, especially if you're a woman. Okay, so you call an Uber and this guy shows up. You get in his car. That could be the end of it for you. And some criminals, the ones who don't care about getting caught, those are the most dangerous ones. Some of them do stuff in broad. You never see someone walk up to somebody in broad daylight and shoot them? Yeah, it happens a lot. Broad daylight. They don't care about getting caught. That's the most dangerous. So if you get into an Uber car and this person in that, the driver of that car is like Mr. Horner right here, you're in major trouble. Because if he likes what he sees and he thinks you're going to be his next victim, there's really nothing you can do. You're in his car already. He can pull out a gun or a knife or whatever, a assault you, rape you, and murder you, and that's it. Now, he's going to jail for life, but you're dead. There's no consolation for you. You're already gone. You're dead. You know, your family don't have any consolation. Money can't bring you back. You know, suing FedEx or UPS or Uber doesn't bring back that person who died. So the only thing to do is to be safe. And when you get into these Uber vehicles, and yes, once you call an Uber vehicle, everything is tracked. Okay? They know the driver, they know his name, they know his license plate, everything. So it's all tracked. So this guy is going to get caught. Like, Uber driver doing something wrong is going to get caught. And there were many Uber drivers that have done bad things to their passengers and were caught and were convicted, because you can't escape it. Once they assign your call and you go there, you know, you're going to get caught. As I said, some people don't care about getting caught. They just want to play out their fantasy of killing someone or murdering someone. The worst thing is when somebody say, I was watching some true crime a couple of days ago, and the guy was like, he just wanted to see what it would feel like to murder somebody. That's the most dangerous person ever. Imagine being in the same room with somebody like that, who just feel like how it's going to feel. And he kills 3 people. Wow. It's just so unbelievable that we have people like this. So scary. We have people like this that live amongst us. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the girl's stepmother. So the girl's stepmother is the one who called the cops, who was home at the time when the girl was abducted at Thea Strand, which is the victim. And I was reading the comments in Yahoo, and a lot of people were immediately assuming that the girl's disappearance was a result of the stepmother. And step-parents get a bad rap a lot. I'm a stepdad, and I can tell you firsthand, yeah, something goes wrong, people want to blame the stepdad. Even if the stepdad didn't do anything, stepdad or stepmom. But the fact is, most kids, listen to this, most kids who are killed or harmed or raped by their own family member, it's actually done mostly by their actual parents, their blood parents, not by their step parents. Now, they're bad people, right? They're bad step dads and bad step moms, and you know, it doesn't matter where you go in the family tree, it could be a bad person. But stepdads and stepmoms get a bad rap. People were really saying that the stepmom had something to do with this girl's kidnapping and death, which is very, very sad. So let me read some comments here. Somebody said, heartfelt condolences to the family. I think that's an appropriate response. When people start saying they're going to pray for the family and all of that, then I'm saying to myself, like, what is that going to do? The girl is already dead. Don't rely on prayers to save you. If you ever end up in a sticky situation, don't start praying. Start thinking about ways to get out of that situation. How are you going to run? How are you going to defend yourself? Don't start praying. Praying is not going to do nothing. You know, call 911, scream, fight, run. That's what's going to help you. So when people start with praying this and praying that, then that's just total useless. And I hope that anyone who ends up in a bad situation, they don't, you know, read these comments and think, oh, let me just pray. No, that's not going to help you. So someone said, who is Tana Horner if found guilty? Should be a death row inmate. Totally, totally agree. This is Bruce said that. Totally agree. Someone else said, oh, her poor mama. Of course, a poor sister, it's sad, little girl. Angel went through that, my heart and prayers are with her family. Somebody else said, another senseless, insane, utterly depraved, 100% demonic, cowardly murder. Not a scratch on him, I'm sure. Yeah, totally agree. You know, every name in the book for this guy. Emilio said, fry him in his own grease. Yes, 100%. Let's do that. Another person said, may this abject monster pay a painful price for his unthinkable actions and be executed. It hurts to think of what this girl went through. Yeah, very sad. In countries where justice is swift and sure, murders, other than murders of passion, are quite rare. Taking 20 years to execute a scumbag is hardly justice. I agree. I was just talking about that. Like, it shouldn't take 20 years to execute someone when you're 1,000% sure they committed the murder. Somebody else said executing in itself isn't justice either. Yes, it is. It is justice. Because if it wasn't justice, they wouldn't be filing appeal after appeal after appeal. They want to stay alive. We need to kill them. Yes, 100%. Because if it was so good, then they wouldn't be filing appeals. They would be like, yeah, everybody would be rushing to get the death penalty. Nobody's rushing to get the death penalty. So sad to have people like this live in our society. Condolences to the family and friends. Yes. I just wish we didn't have crazy murderers like this. You know, it says, beautiful child, RIP. I hope this devil gets what he deserves. His stay in hell can come soon enough. Well, there's no hell. But yeah, I hope he gets what he deserves, which is a death penalty. But, you know, when somebody die, they just die. They're dead. You know, there's no other place they go into to burn in hell and all that sort of crap. That doesn't happen. Where are the animals not fit to live among humans? And send them back to where he came from. Yeah, it's definitely an animal. This is very bad news. How can this be possible? No words for these actions. My deep condolences for family, friends, community. Yeah, round up the usual suspects, Caucasian male between 18 and 45. This crime is so prevalent in their community. It's got to be something in their DNA. No, it's not Caucasians. You got rapists and murderers from every race. You know, if we could say, hey, this race doesn't do it or that race, yeah, it happens in every race. So you just want good people around you. It doesn't matter what the color of their skin are. You know, just someone who's not out there trying to harm someone. You know, there's always going to be people that are just trying to make it a white and black issue. So someone said, men are just, everyone has to protect themselves from one main thing, and it's men. So yeah, let's talk about this a little bit. Most of the violent crimes, 90-something% are done by men. You hear that, right? 97% of violent crime perpetrated by men. So we need more women in the world, less men. They're too violent, and we don't need people like that. So we need more women. Somebody said that would be a good point, but for all the female teachers molesting their students nationwide, let us not forget about the women who abuse their own children in extensive and very concerning ways. Again, nationwide. Similarly, lots of abuse, domestic violence committed by women in marriage and dating situations. If women were such sweet, innocent things, we would not literally have overpopulated prisons full of them. Well, if you count how many women in prison compared to the men, it's tenfold men. Tenfold. Okay? And we're talking about violent crime. You know, we're not talking about I don't know, shoplifting or, you know, non-violence. Are we talking about rapes and murders and stuff? I mean, for rapes, 100% men. I don't remember the last time I saw a story of a woman raping. Now, you will find, as this lady is saying, teachers, female teachers, who are having sex with male students. And yes, that is statutory rape. But these teachers are not violently pulling out a knife or a gun and raping these boys and then murdering them. That's not what's happening. So it's totally different. Yes, what they're doing is totally wrong. I agree. 100%. 1,000%. A teacher should not be engaging in sexual behavior with any minor. But when men commit the same crime, it's usually together with murder. So we have kidnapping and rape and murder, and it's violent and all that. So you really can't compare women crime to men. Men are just 1,000% more bad than women when it comes to that. So someone said, what a horrible conclusion to get to. Should we get rid of women for abortions? Remember that when you call your male cops and detectives when you're in trouble. Yeah, you can't just say, you know, you hope when you call. There was a story I was just reading the other day. The cop, a girl was raped and the cop was investigating the rape. And the cop who was investigating the rape, he molested the girl. Again, he victimized the girl. She was already victimized by somebody else. He was in charge of investigating. Then he went and victimized her again by forcibly touching her in an inappropriate manner. So yeah, it's no matter where you go and up the ladder in politics, look at Bill Clinton and what he was doing. Jesse Jackson. These people are supposed to be Christians and upholding the law, and these people are up there in society and people look up to them and they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing. So Jesse Jackson is a minister and he had a child out of wedlock. And Bill Clinton obviously was having sex with Monica Lewinsky and he was married. So yeah, no matter where you go, you know, men, they're just the worst. I prefer women to run the world any day over a man. Someone said, actually, mothers are more likely to kill their kids than anyone else, but carry on. I'm not so sure about that. I think from what I've seen men kill their kids probably more than women who kill their kids. Usually when you hear of a guy goes, somebody killing the whole family, guess who it is? A man. You might hear stories of a woman who killed the kids. It has happened. It does happen. But you're more than likely to hear a story of a man killing his kids and killing his whole family. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Lesson learned today from this story is you got to keep an eagle eye on your kids, even in your own yard. My personal advice is when you have a girl child, you have to be so on the ball. You put up cameras everywhere, put a tracker on their phone. There's a free one called 360, something 360, you could look it up, and where you could know exactly where your child is at all times. Put up signs in your yard indicating that you have cameras. That's going to help. Try to be safe. Try to live in a good neighborhood. Obviously, this could happen in any neighborhood, but less likely to happen in better neighborhoods. And remember, when you have cameras in your home, you're not just helping yourself, you're helping your neighbors. If one of your neighbor's child get kidnapped or something happen, you can have the evidence to help solve the crime. You can get cheap cameras. There's a camera company called Wyze, W-Y-Z-E. And the cameras are like $35 each. You can set them up around your house. And you can monitor them on your phone. Just imagine if they did have a camera And sometimes a camera give you alerts. They have the ones that send alerts to you. And then the camera alerts, hey, there's someone in the front yard. She probably could, the stepmother could have probably stopped this abduction. You know, possibly stopped the abduction if they had the cameras with the alerts on. Yeah, it's possible. So, just my two cents. Be safe out there. There's a lot of bad people around. And that's it for this one. See you. Bye.